From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. This could be one for the record books. A winter storm bearing down on the eastern U.S. may dump as much as 30 inches of snow, and that would surpass record snowfall in the Washington, D.C. area, certainly keeping supermarkets busy this hour. Many grocery stores in the D.C. region have been jammed since last night, with shoppers scooping up the basics before the storm gets worse tonight. Winter advisories are in effect across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. It appears a jobs market has thawed a bit. The Labor Department's reporting that the unemployment rate dropped last month to 9.7%, a five-month low. But President Obama says too many people are still out of work, which is why he says Congress needs to act fast on a new jobs bill. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The Labor Department says the U.S. economy lost another 20,000 jobs last month. While there were some encouraging signs in the report, including a jump in manufacturing and retail jobs, President Obama says the recession has left a deep hole to climb out of. He's urging lawmakers to act quickly on his proposals to provide more credit for small businesses using money from the bank bailout fund and a tax credit to reward companies that hire additional workers.
The true engine of job creation will always be businesses. What government can do is fuel that engine by giving entrepreneurs and companies the support to open their doors and to expand and to hire more workers.
The pace of job losses has slowed dramatically in the last year. The unemployment rate actually inched down last month to 9.7%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The president of Toyota says he's sorry about the numerous recalls that are making customers increasingly skeptical about the safety of their cars. We have more from NPR's Louisa Lim in Tokyo.
Akio Toyoda apologized for causing customers concern over the recalls of some 8 million cars worldwide. The recalls were due to problems with gas pedals and floor mats that have been linked to up to 19 crash deaths in the U.S. over a decade. But he didn't announce any recall of third-generation Prius hybrids, which were under investigation for braking problems. He said he'd head up a quality task force, which would include independent experts, and he vowed that Toyota cars are safe. Japanese ministers have voiced their concerns about Toyota's behavior. Foreign Minister Katsuyo Okada told Kyodo News Agency that the issue was one of trust in Japan's entire auto industry. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.
After a steep drop in U.S. stocks today that sent the Dow below the 10,000 level for a moment there, stocks have regained ground. At last check, the Dow was up 10 points at 10,012. NASDAQ Composite Index up 16 at 2141. From Washington, this is NPR News. The lawyer representing 10 U.S. missionaries detained in Haiti is asking a judge to free his clients. He made the appeal today in Port-au-Prince, a day after authorities charged the group with child kidnapping. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the missionaries are being advised by U.S. consular personnel in Haiti.
We're going to continue to provide support, as we do in every instance like this, to American citizens who have been charged, and hope that this matter can be resolved in an expeditious way.
The group is accused of attempting to illegally move dozens of Haitian children out of the country, but the missionaries say they were just trying to save the children from the effects of last month's earthquake. A national Tea Party convention is underway in Nashville, Tennessee. After a year of boisterous rallies, 600 delegates from Tea Party groups throughout the country are charting a course for the organization's future. From member station WPLN, Blake Farmer has more.
Convention organizers say they're ready to do more than hold signs over their heads that criticize big government and deficit spending. Mark Skoda of the Memphis Tea Party says rallies aren't sufficient to change government and gain political power.
You must seize it through nurturing, recruiting, and electing people who represent those first principles. And ultimately, the Tea Party movement will be sustained not as a third party, but as a force to be reckoned with in the traditional party structure.
Many of the Tea Party convention delegates say they gave small donations to help elect Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown. The mention of the new senator's name gets big applause here. Skoda says the country just needs 40 more Scott Browns. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.